AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1, and periods of rain, snow, and or sleet later on afternoon. We'll see a high around 36. We're still sitting at 28 this morning. A community connection on the way next, brought to you by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. We get to talk Bartlesville Schools this morning, and starting it off with Superintendent Chuck McCauley. First of all, thanks for coming in this morning. I don't know what the weather is going to do, but whatever it is, you will keep us informed if and when you have to make a decision, right?
That's right. I only had a couple of notes last night requesting that we go ahead and cancel school last night for today, and it looks like having school today at this point was a good decision. I did want to remind folks too that we do have a snow czar for the district. We actually had part of that as part of our Bartlesville Public School Foundation had a fundraising event, and Craig Wassmiller did that for free previously. However, Daryl Fincher outbid Craig for the snow czar. So Representative Fincher, actually, if anyone has any complaints about whether we are having school or not, I would encourage them to contact Representative Daryl Fincher for all of his input. Obviously, I'm joking with all of that, too.
But I will say, just to his information, if you do want to contact him, is posted actually on the State House website, okhouse.gov, and that's public information that you could get a hold of him for whatever reason you might need to get an input to an elected representative.
That's right. And I thought we'd start today. I have Blair Ellis with me, the Executive Director of the Public School Foundation, to kind of give a segue on that. That was one of the fundraising efforts that we had to help us, and Blair has the foundation has a couple of exciting events coming up that she wanted to share.
Sure. Thanks for having me here this morning. We do have one event that's coming up actually next Tuesday, so the 26th of February. We are hosting for the first time the district's Teacher of the Year celebration, and this is something that you all might be familiar with, but it's always been hosted and organized by a group of teachers who mm-hmm. we already know are wearing lots of other hats. So our idea in a strategic planning committee meeting this summer was to help take over that event, kind of put some more energy into it, put some more publicity behind it and some more resources behind it. We actually have Arvest and Patriot Chevrolet are sponsoring the event for us, and we're doing a red carpet Hollywood celebrity theme.
That is going to be neat.
It is. So we encourage everybody to come out. It's free. It's open to the public. It's not a fundraiser for us. We just want to do something nice to help celebrate our teachers. So we encourage everybody to come out and dress up if they'd like, but most importantly, just come out and support those most deserving teachers.
Now, the red carpet, they're actually going to be pulling up, I mean, Hollywood red carpet style all the way, right?
They are. We're going to have some high school journalism students acting as paparazzi. We'll have Maria Gus and Clinton Musselwhite are going to be on the red carpet doing interviews with our teacher nominees. And then we'll have a nice reception for about 30 minutes from 5:30 to 6, where we'll have some free food and drinks for everyone. And then from 6 to 7, the district will actually do their awards ceremony.
And if you have never attended, you have missed out. Those awards ceremony format has varied from year to year over the past 20 or so years, but the point is it's always a night to celebrate the best in education.
That's right. That's right. Sure, it should be fun.
And, of course, nominees from each school site, and then the overall Teacher of the Year is announced. Also, the Rising Star and a lot of other awards as far as even just longevity with the district and other things going on. But it is a night to celebrate the best of what we have.
That's right. It's always a highlight of the year, and we'll have that next. That's a week from today. Mm-hmm. We'll have that at the community center, which is a little bit different. We've had that at the High School Fine Arts Center, and so we're looking forward. I believe people can come at 5:30, but the actual event will start around 6.
That's right.
It was, at least when I first got here back in the late 90s, it was at the community center, so a somewhat of a return to yesteryear.
Great.
Yeah, so it's a good event.
There you go. And then real soon, we'll be kind of next month, Blair has another event coming up.
That's right. We have our Hall of Fame breakfast, which is, this is the 10th year of that event, and it's going to be March the 28th, so it's a Thursday morning, from 7 to 8:30 in the morning, again at the community center. But this is a breakfast, and it's to honor former Bartlesville Public School educators, and we're going to be inducting them into our Educator Hall of Fame. This year, we are inducting Helen Reibel, Earl Sears, and Barbara Tunin. So we encourage everybody to purchase a ticket for that event. It is one of our primary fundraisers supporting our grants program. Purchase a ticket for that through our website, bpsfoundation.org, and encourage you to come to that.
Okay, get a park named after you and then get inducted into the Hall of Fame, too.
What else could you ask for?
I'm not going there. But it's a worthwhile recognition, nonetheless. It would be good.
Absolutely.
So people can get tickets for that?
That's correct. tickets are found online on our website.
Okay. Again, proceeds go toward the foundation. I know you're doing good work, and I don't. I want to reemphasize. We've talked about it in the past. You know, all the different programs, the different STEM software, and things that the foundation funds. But it's worth repeating.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah, Blair, you want to give us an update on our fundraising efforts for STEM?
Sure. So our fundraising efforts for STEM, we are almost halfway through raising funds. Again, you might remember we came earlier in the year and announced a fundraising target of $100,000, which is going to fund the final two of four phases for our elementary STEM initiative. So that will complete the implementation once we have that funding, and we're about halfway there, hoping for some additional donations from individual community members, as well as some spring grants.
Okay, we're looking for that, and of course, I will remind those that if you have eligibility for some kind of matching funding, be sure that whatever you give meets those eligibility criteria so that the foundation can benefit twice.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for that and for all the work you do. And keep cranking out the good stuff. Thank you very much, bro.
Thank you.
If somebody would like to find out more about the foundation, you do have a website that instructs us on all the things you do and how people can help, right?
That's right. Our website covers our programs, our grants to teachers, our STEM initiative, and then all the events that we have coming up. And again, that website is bpsfoundation.org.
Okay, thank you very much. Feel free to pop in when when it's appropriate. But really zoomed through a 37-minute business meeting last night for the board.
That's right. It was nice to have a shorter meeting. And our only action item on the agenda was made a slight revision to next year's school calendar. And then we also approved the following year's school calendar. And basically, they mirror the current year. The only change that people will notice is that President's Day the next 2 years is scheduled to be a professional development day. So we'll still start and end about the same time. We'll still have a fall break, full week at Thanksgiving, 2 weeks at Christmas, spring break, and then a Good Friday as well. Graduation day will be the Friday before Memorial Day, as been our tradition here in Bartlesville. So that was approved. Mm-hmm. We continue to evaluate that every year to see if any adjustments need to be made, and that's the only change for next year. On our spotlight portion of the agenda last night, we recognized our all-state choir students from the middle school and high schools. Had a great turnout for that. That's always fun to recognize them, have some very talented kids. Oftentimes, you know, on this program, and just like Blair was talking about our STEM initiative fundraising efforts, you know, that's something that has been relatively new to us in terms of our STEM and our technology initiatives. However, I mentioned during the meeting last night that fine arts are a very strong part of our community, will always be a strong part of our community. I read recently a story across the state of Oklahoma that how many schools have had to cut into their fine arts electives programs, which I'm proud that we have not done that. And I'm proud of our community's support to help us retain those programs because it truly does educate the whole child. So it's always fun to recognize those kids. You know, last month we recognized our all-state band students. This month we recognized our choir students. ConocoPhillips was there. We highlighted them for a $100,000 donation that they made to us. We had Billy Korsinski and Karen Linen, and those funds will be earmarked for, they help with our elementary summer school program, also help fill some gaps on our one-to-one technology initiatives, our STEM initiative, along with our foundation's efforts there. And so really proud to recognize them. They do some tremendous partnerships with us, including this past year, our seniors. We had a day for them where our seniors had a really professional day experience with them that ConocoPhillips helped put on to help kind of get them ready for the workforce back in the fall. Our middle school math and science night, which ConocoPhillips is a major sponsor for. Obviously, that donation that we just received is going to help us tremendously in several areas that I just described. And also, we have started an internship program for our high school students. I know I just talked to the K-1 intern here, Calvin Johnson, a little bit ago, and ConocoPhillips, they actually have some paid internships for high school seniors, and it's really appreciate them working with us for our kids too. So really proud to have them as such an important part of our community and helping our school.
This is our second year with a high school intern. John Cohn started us off, and so it's been a good relationship with us, and we welcome that to continue as long as the school district decides that they want to lend us some students.
Yeah, we're really proud of, I'm really proud of LaDonna Chancellor and her team's leadership on making that happen. I think that's an important, typically kids have a little bit more room in their schedule by their senior year, and I think that's an outstanding way for a kid to spend some time is trying to evaluate what their next steps are, because often kids get to that end of their road and many times on their career path, they're heavily influenced maybe by their parents or neighbors or whatever about what they think they should do. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important for kids to really have that hands-on experience and whatever it may be. It doesn't necessarily have to be in terms of continuing on a college-based career. I mean, there's plenty of trades out there that we need kids to get trained for to go to work. So I'm really proud of that. When you start thinking about we'll graduate, typically we have around 400 kids in a class. So we have 52 kids right now that are spending a couple hours a day in the community doing an internship. I'm very, very, very proud of that initiative.
And I know when the city manager was in, I think it was last week, he mentioned the mm-hmm. city is taking advantage of that program as well.
Yeah, we have them spread throughout the community. So if there's folks out there listening that are interested in participating, they can contact LaDonna Chancellor, the high school principal, or Leslie Sexton. She's our college and career counselor. They're both obviously at the high school, and they can help get set up. There is the opportunity for that to be done just for a semester or for the year, depending on the kid's schedule or what the workload might be like. Also, I want to mention Blair. Blair has an intern, Hollis Gilbert, who's a senior for us. I want to brag on Hollis along with our girls' swim team, if I could, Charlie.
Please do.
Yeah, we had a great weekend. It was a great weekend to be a Bruin. Our girls won their fifth, and we'll start with them. Our girls won their fifth state championship in a row. And collectively for our swim programs, boys and girls, that's our 40th state championship that Bartlesville's won. And really proud of our girls. They had won the last 4 years, and there was lots of conversations all year. They'd graduated a tremendous class of girls, young ladies. As a matter of fact, there's five of them that are swimming in college that graduated off last year's team. And the conversation all year was that they didn't have the quality to win it this year. As a matter of fact, did not win their conference or did not win their regional and went to state. And the way swimming is scored is interesting. I'm very familiar with it because my son just finished his college career. The way that's scored, you can have four kids in an event from each school. And so, therefore, we typically, some of the larger schools like Jinx, they have a lot more kids that participate in those events. But what happened was when it got down to the state tournament, there's a total of eight individual events, and our kids won seven. And there's three relay events, and we actually had the misfortune in the regionals where one of our relay teams was disqualified. One of our girls left a little early, which happens, but that's a huge hole to make up. So we only had three out of the three relay events, which is double points. We only had two teams competing, and of course those teams both won. So there was a total of 11 events, and our girls won nine of them. So you would think that would be a blowout victory, just from
one would assume.
But it literally came down to the last race. Hollis Gilbert, who's one of our seniors, I'm so proud. Several of our kids did great. My wife and I, we watched it streaming, and we're yelling at our computer on Saturday morning. But Hollis is a senior for us, and she, I think she was third in the 200, but she won the 500, which is the distance event, and she came back, the girl that had beaten her at the conference and also at regionals and had a better time in the preliminaries, and really that came down to that last day. Hollis stepped up and had a tremendous event. Erin Downey and Hollis, it's a great way for her to end her senior career. She's good enough to continue to swim in college, but she's going to let that go. Erin Downey is going to go up and join her sister and cousin at the University of Kansas. They won every event that she swam in. Had a tremendous event. June Harris is a senior that's going to the University of North Texas. She won all of her events as well. Sydney Perry is a junior, and Sydney. It was down to the half a second. She, right last second of both of her events, she won the 100 fly and the 50 free. And she's a really hardworking young lady. Very, very proud of her and all of her hard work. And several freshmen stepped up, and which is quite an experience for those guys and girls in that first event. So we're just really proud of our girls, really proud of our young ladies, because it was one of those that was a little bit unexpected, probably to everyone in the state, unless you're a Bruin, but really proud of our girls. And also mention our boys team, not to slight them as well. They finished third in the state, and that's our boys team has finished in the top three. I believe it's 10 years in a row. I think my son was in the seventh grade was the last time they did. They finished below the third place. So really proud of, thankful for Phillips 66. That's the reason why our swim team is dominant, is because of their support of the Splash Club and their facilities and the coaching and everything that goes along with it.
Absolutely. We will finish up this Community Connection with Superintendent McCauley when we continue in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Continuing a Community Connection on 1400 K1 and several more things to talk about. We continue the winning ways. Last night, a couple of good blowout victories.
Thanks, Charlie. Basketball's coming to a close. We had our senior night last night, and we beat Sepulpa boys and girls. So playoffs start this week. Our girls will play at 6:30 on Thursday down at Union. Big game for them. I think that looks like their regional final game, which will be Saturday afternoon, probably against Union, will be a big game for their quest, hopefully get back to the state tournament. Our boys will play on Friday at 6:30, and they play down at Sepulpa, be back down there. So hopefully they're playing very well at this time. Our wrestling team, couldn't be more proud of them. We had seven kids qualify for state this week. That's the most Bruins that we've ever had wrestle in the state tournament. So proud of their hard work, Josh Pulsifer, and their efforts. They're doing a tremendous job, and really look forward to seeing how they do down in Stillwater this weekend. They finished fifth at regional, which is wonderful. Our turf project, we just finished that up too. I think we'll paint the lines for our soccer team, but they're on it today. I mean, they were on that. I know our football team was moving over the soccer goals from the practice field over there so our soccer kids could use it. So really glad we got that finished up in time for the spring season. Our soccer kids will be the first ones to play on it, which they deserve it. We have a ton of kids participating in that program. So really, really proud of that. And then lastly, I wanted to mention talking about our next bond issue. Mm-hmm. Briefly mentioned that last night. We'll have a special board meeting, weather permitting, tomorrow at noon in our high school hospitality room. Our plan is to meet over the next few months at noon. We'll meet tomorrow, and it's obviously it's a board meeting, so it's open to the public. But the only thing on it will be discussing the upcoming bond issue, which right now we're targeting for August of this year.
And again, I haven't seen the agenda, but I'm going to assume, which is a bad thing for a news person to do, but no decisions made tomorrow, but there will be a lot of discussion and sharing of ideas, the hows and whys.
That's right. Our timeline is for an August election. We are geared up towards our school board approving the resolution probably at the May school board meeting. These meetings are just for discussion to get community input about what we're talking about, what we're discussing. So we'll be meeting, obviously, February, March, and April, gearing up towards that May, hopefully that May decision.
Okay, plenty more information on that. But again, if you have interest, or even if you just want to know what's going on, attend the meeting. Again, that's at the high school hospitality room. Enter from the south side of the building.
That's right. They can come in that south side by our indoor facility. Just come right in, and they'll be directed into the hospitality room.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Blair. I hope you got a fantastic red carpet event. Looking forward to seeing all the photos and hearing what's going on the red carpet.
Thanks, brother.
Okay, that's a Community Connection on 1400 K1. We've got more on the way on 1400. Your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away coming up with Consumer Calls next hour.
H.G. Weaver said, "Between the great things we cannot do and the little things we will not